Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good buddy John Audette being back on the show. John is John and I go back way back to the previous millennia when he joined us for the first time, and he's back and now as a rejoined us as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and CEO of 406 Strategies, and he's here to talk to us about something that's become all the rage. But it might become all the danger for you if you don't know what you're doing, and that's online couponing. John Audette, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have
good
you back.
To be back.
Good to have you back. So online couponing is becoming all the rage, isn't it? But it's like that sword with two sides to the blade, right?
Well, it can be very dangerous. You know, I started researching this a couple of weeks ago. Because it's been such a big phenomenon.
Hang on, John. Let me ask you. Tell us what the dangers are. Tell us what the attraction is. What motivates? I mean, people aren't attracted to danger. There's something that gets them excited first.
Well, I think what gets exciting about it is you know, our little lizard brain. Every small business wants to picture people piled up outside their doors and lined up around the block, and you know, everybody wants to see new faces and new customers, and that's the front end appeal of this, and I think that's how the coupon vendors really sell it, and that's how they've been so incredibly successful, because it's the dream of every small business to bring in a rash of new customers.
Greed lives, doesn't it? And of course, there are a number that are popped up now. We have Living Social, there's Facebook deals, Google offers, and then, of course, the 800-pound gorilla. I guess it's 800-pound gorilla, Groupon.
Might be a 1,200-pound gorilla.
Especially if it's sitting on you. It doesn't matter if it's 800 or 1,200. It's still going to hurt you. But is there anything that you like about online couponing?
Well, no. I actually went into this with no preconceived notions. I just knew how popular it was. We'd had a few clients ask us about it, and I thought, you know, I better dig into this. And so I started in, and I ended up doing last week a 5-part series on online couponing. Mm-hmm. And we covered each of the big four Monday through Thursday. And one of the things that set that off, too, was that Facebook had just introduced their new program, Facebook Deals, just announced it. And people didn't know much about it, so I dug into that, and I featured that on Monday, and I went through them Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, I wrapped it up, and the wrap-up was entitled Small Business Guide to Online Couponing. Mm-hmm. And I read, I have links on the site to where I did the research and so on, and I have probably 30, maybe 40 links there. There's a lot of information online. And as I went over it, my eyes just kept getting wider and wider and wider. And as I say, I didn't have much in the way of preconceived notions, but I found out that, number one, Groupon is probably the fastest-growing company in the history of the world. They have 28 million customers already, $3 billion in revenues, and this is in about 2 or 3 years. And number two, there are horror stories everywhere. It got to the point, even when I used keywords at Google, Groupon success stories, all I could come up with were links to negative articles and blog posts.
Wow.
And what's happened?
Are you seeing the same thing for the others, for Living Social or Facebook Deals or Google, any of those?
Well, Google and Facebook are so early, there's not much out there. But
right.
Living Social, oddly enough, I didn't come up with the type of negative articles and comments and experiences.
Why do you think that is?
I think that Groupon sells real hard. I have one person told me that their salesman said, if you don't take this deal, you'll never be able to deal with us again.
Wow. That's automatic. I don't want to do business with you.
No, I'm gone.
Yeah.
A second thing is Groupon has oftentimes exceeded the number of coupons that they've agreed to sell to the vendor. And that can be fatal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it, as you know,
you're coming up with the idea that Groupon may have a great platform, a great idea, but their business practices are not good.
They're not good at all. I actually put a chart on our blog post and where I rated the four of them. And it's too early to rate Google Offers, but I gave Living Social an A from what I could find about them. I was quite impressed. Facebook Deals, I gave a B+, just almost like preliminary because it looks like they're staying with their concept of social. They're introducing
Google Offers too early, you said, and then you gave a D- to Groupon. Very interesting, folks. John Ardesk's been doing this a long time. We're going to talk some more about this, some do's and don'ts about online couponing after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.